And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. It is 8:30 a.m. in the morning, Friday, September 11th. If you have a chance today, take a moment of silent reflection for the lives lost on 9/11, all those many, many years ago. Many years ago, but it, in reality, isn't that long ago, if you think about it. I know we all remember where we were when that happened. So if you're able today, take a moment of silent reflection to remember the lives we lost, and not just from that day, but in the conflicts that followed afterwards. So today being a beautiful Friday, we have an amazing group decided to come join us today, bring a little light and fun into our lives. We have the Strong House Foundation, and together we have Trey Travis, who is the chairman. We have Matt Young, who is the co-chair, and Suzanne Young, who is the president of the organization. And I should have mentioned, I'm your host, Josh Engel, but I think everybody already knew that. All right. So first things first, I would love, thank you for having us. Thank you for being here today. Such a pleasure to have you. Tell us about each of you. I would love to learn more about you individually and what brought you to the organization.
Want me to start? So my name is Trey Travis. I was born and raised in Bremen, Georgia, graduated from Bremen High School, wrestled for a year at Darton College in South Georgia, transferred to Auburn, and finished my degree with Auburn. When I was at Auburn, a junior, the summer of my junior year going into my senior year, me and Matt and another colleague of ours started Complex Training Center, and that was 2013. And so it started as a for-profit training center, and so I've been a wrestling coach now for, I think, going on 8 years. So I've wrestled my whole life since I was about 4 years old, so now I've been a coach for 8 years. It's nice to see the other side of it. So
excellent.
A little bit about me, but my passion is the wrestling side of it, and just mentoring the kids that way.
Sure. And while we're talking to you, how about you give us an overview of the organization?
Okay. So 7 years ago, like I said, we started as a for-profit training center. And, you know, after about 2 years, Matt and I noticed we were doing everything that a nonprofit did. We were raising money to take kids to tournaments. We were raising money to sponsor kids that couldn't necessarily afford to be on the mat. And so we developed an idea to start a nonprofit, and initially it was going to be a separate entity. And about 5 years into it, this lady to my left took the biggest leap of faith I've ever seen in my life. She quit her job at Southwire and chose to follow her calling from God to lead the nonprofit that Matt and I had dreamed up. So we started a nonprofit in 2018. And in 2019, we just decided to dissolve the for-profit side of it and then bring it all under the nonprofit side of it. So nothing really changed. Our members can still come work out. They still come wrestle. Our paying members just help fund. It's a small portion of what helps fund the Strong House for the opportunities that we give other kids in the community.
And when you guys switched to fully nonprofit, the sponsors followed with you and kept supporting the good work of the Strong House Foundation.
They did. Wrestling's a pretty small sport. It's not a football. It's not a basketball. So it's a pretty small community. So when we went to the nonprofit, it just kind of opened the doors to some other sponsors who weren't necessarily wrestling fans, but everybody can get behind helping the community youth. So just open some more doors for us.
Excellent. All right, Suzanne and Matt, tell us both about a little bit about you and what brought you to the Strong House Foundation.
You start.
Okay. I started with training with Trey, and I do a lot of the strength and do a lot of the preaching going around the gym and motivating and hopefully encourage people to better themselves through Christ, and that's what we do. From the complex wrestling side all the way to the Strong House side of when we pick up our children after our after school program that we have. And me and Trey started, I was talking about this on the way over here. His dad asked me when he was, I think, going into your junior year in high school, so what do you think we can do about making Trey aggressive? And I said, we'll start training, and we started training, and Trey stays mad at me constantly now anyways.
All the time.
But but he's like that's how our relationship started. But it also, not just that through training, but we always shared prayer with each other. We always, you know, prayed with each other after training. That was a this is part of our training. You know, I mean, we service our body, our mind, and our soul, and that's what we do at the Strong House, and that's our whole mindset. And I'll let my wife talk. She talks a lot better than me.
I don't know about that. Strong House was indeed the vision that Matt and Trey had, and it's not every child has the opportunity to go get the extra training they need. And so it started with Matt having a vision that some of these kids could be sponsored to come get the extra training at the complex. And from that, you know, you take everything to God in prayer. And so it became something that was prayed over constantly. And Matt has a gift in that the Lord gives him very clear visions of what he needs to do, and he humbles himself and takes on what the Lord leads him to do. And so through us praying together, you know, we got this vision. Matt talked all the time about the Strong House, and we talked a lot about we know that the children need extra help. So do we become foster parents? How do we reach out to these children? How can we give more of ourselves to children? And I commend foster parents, but I don't know that I could be that foster parent. But we prayed over it, and the Lord led us to what we're doing today. And when he calls you to act, you cannot say no, because he won't let you. He will keep burdening your heart with that. And so we continued to pray over that. And after 20 years with Southwire, we just made a decision that I don't really know how this is going to happen, but this is what the Lord has called us to do. So we're going to act. We're going to do what he has told us to do, and we're going to trust that he will provide for us, and he has. Yeah. We're 2.5 years in, and we have been blessed personally as well as at the Strong House. Everything has been provided, and we've never had a day that we regretted what we've done.
Where did the name come from?
Matt always talked about building a strong house. Yeah. our house needs to be strong. We have to have a strong foundation. Yes. With the Lord, we have to have a strong foundation as a family unit. We can't push our kids into the world if we've not given them a strong foundation from home. And so it was pretty easy to come up with the name.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about the mission do you find the most important?
The children, telling them about Jesus. That's our primary goal. They need to know about the Lord. They need to know their value. And so our primary goal, whether we accomplish anything else while they're there every day, is to make sure they know that Jesus loves you and you are valuable.
Perfect. Now, Matt or Trey, describe a typical day at the Strong House.
Well, we'll start. We usually have a workout session around 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have that workout session, and it'll go for about an hour 15 minutes, depends on how long you run through it. But then, since COVID has hit, we do an extensive cleaning, and you know, so. You know, and there's a lot of pressure on gym to keep your stuff clean and sanitized. So that gives us plenty of time to separate our workout, so we can have downtime to clean a little bit. So there's a lot. You'll walk in at any point a given day there and smell bleach. I mean, that's a given. I mean, it's
a smell of victory.
It is. I mean, and it's a smell of hard work, but it's cleanliness, and that's what we have to have that. I mean, that is a big part of it. You'll come in and see one of us toting out trash with rags in her hand. There's a constant cleaning going on, so that's something you will see. But the other thing you will hear is a lot of people complaining about the workouts. So they get into it, but it's a different mindset, and it's a mindset of walking by faith, and that's what we try to teach everybody that walked through there that, you know, if you let Christ lead you daily, you'll get stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's the trio that you got to tote around with you in the world today. And that's what we're teaching our kids is, you know, the most important thing is about Christ. But it is fun watching them develop their, you know, their skills of like learning to eat better and to be able to be sociable and not, you know, not be disruptive. You know, these kids are learning a lot more powerful tools to face life with. And that's what you'll find at the Strong House. I mean, if you walk in on any given day, so.
Yeah. So you prepare meals additionally?
Yes, we have sponsored meals. We got some great sponsors and we're looking always for people to cook meals and, you know, and to help feed the children. I mean, that's just something we provide because we do have them after school until we take them home. And that's mostly, we don't have an empty van until after 7:30, sometimes 8 o'clock. So some of these kids, we have to feed them while we got them there. And, you know.
And I did want to ask, is this something that happens year round? Is it happened during the school year?
Yes, sir. I mean, we've developed a strong summer program with these kids where we've actually get them more time during the days and spend more time with them because of the summer hours. And we get more time with them, the more constructive it's going to be for them to get better. And we see that each summer that we've had them, our summer programs are, you know, they're a little bit more, we try to have them relaxed and we take these kids bowling and we take them to Cave Springs. We try to educate them on just little things and make field trips for them, you know, because a lot of them don't get out and do things, you know. So, I mean, we're just trying to feed them everything we can to make them better.
Perfect. Well, we need to take our first break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the Strong House Foundation, and including not just what they are doing currently, but about their upcoming golf tournament fundraising events. So definitely want to stick around, so stay with us.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org, hashtag WeAreTannerStrong. That's Tanner.org, hashtag WeAreTannerStrong.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. It is Friday, September 11th, 8:43 a.m. in the morning, and I'm talking to the Strong House, the strongest house around, the Strong House Foundation. We got Suzanne Young, the president, Matt Young, her husband and co-chair, as well as Trey Travis, the chairman of the organization. We've been talking about the good work that the Strong House has been up to for the past few years. If you're just tuning in, be sure to hear the whole story by checking out the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. So, Trey, you were talking before the show. Strong House very much has a two-part ministry, and I would love for you to expound on that.
Okay, so Matt and Suzanne just kind of explained this, the actual Strong House side, where we pick up the kids, we bring them in, they get a workout, a spiritual devotional, and then we feed them. So the other side of our ministry is the wrestling side and the strength and fitness side, and that's how we started. So that was the basis of the Strong House. The community that's helped start the Strong House was our wrestling community. Yeah. That we had already established. So the way the wrestling kind of comes into it is you can join just as a regular member. And so my day at the Strong House typically starts around 4:30. I work another job until 4. I come straight over, and we start right now with coronavirus. We've got a modified schedule. We're trying to keep modified groups as small as we can. And obviously, like Matt said, we're cleaning and following all GHSA guidelines and USA Wrestling guidelines for For those who may be concerned that we're actually on the wrestling mat right now, we are taking all the precautions that we can. But from the ministry side of it, we try to merge the two. We try to, you know, our paying members are members of this community who they're just good, wholehearted people. And so we try to intermit both the side of the kids who are in our wrestling program and the kids who are in our Stronghouse program. We try to merge them together and help them interact and see the other side that they might not see on a daily basis. So they all work together. I know a lot of times it gets confusing that Complex Wrestling is a part of Stronghouse Foundation, but it's not a part of. It's just the basis of the community is where it started. So we had name recognition there within the sport of wrestling, so we didn't want to dissolve the name. So essentially it's just a program that Stronghouse offers as another way of ministry, because we actually minister a lot to local wrestlers from ages 6 to 18, and then as well as some of our adult members who come in just for our strength side of it with Coach Matt. So, you know, we pray with those people. We do devotionals with those guys. For instance, we've got on the 15th, next Tuesday, we have an FCA for our wrestlers, our wrestling members, and our Stronghouse kids. We've got FCA Amy Pointer out of Bremen. She's going to come in and do a devotional. We're going to cut our practice a little short, and we'll do about a 30-minute devotional and time for the kids to be able to have fun together and just learn about Jesus.
That's great. These stations are big fans of the FCA. We're very close to them.
We like to merge the two together as much as possible with the wrestlers and the Stronghouse children, because they each can learn from each other. Summer times are awesome because some of the kids who have gone through the Complex program, they're home from college. Luke Frost and Tucker Sipola this summer spent a lot of time with the children. They come in and, children hear the message from them a little differently than they hear from us. They're a little younger and a little more connected in that sense. So it's good to have them in the Stronghouse with these children to be mentors to them. And they're really good about coaching them through life. Yeah. Guys, I know what you're going through. I just went through it. Let me tell you what's going to make you better at this.
Let's talk about life from the other side, the other side of that, that struggle.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now, Trey, tell us more about the big fundraising event that you guys got coming up.
November 9th, it's the Monday of Masters Week. We're going to host a golf tournament at Sunset Hills. So it's going to be a fun event. This is not for all serious golfers. This is for wannabes like me, too. So it'll be fun. It's going to be November 9th at Sunset. The cost for a team is $450 a team. Obviously, all proceeds go to Stronghouse Foundation. We've got sponsorship opportunities for whole sponsors all the way up to tournament sponsors. So it'll be a fun day. We're going to get started around 12:30, let the frost die down. It'll be a little chilly around that time of year, but we're hoping to kick off Masters Week with a fun event, laid back, that'll be just an easygoing day and help. We're hoping to help get our name out there a little more in the community as far as getting in front of some people that we haven't been able to get in front of thus far. So we're looking forward to a great event. We just secured our main sponsor. So shout out to Shucker's Oyster House off Rome Street in Carrollton. It's a great organization. Even through this whole pandemic, we know restaurants took a hit, but they have been very active in this community and stayed supportive and stayed open as much as they could. So
such a super supportive organization.
Very much.
I see their logos everywhere. Yeah, they are sponsoring everything. We love them.
Yeah, they're servant hearts, and they're great people. So support your local community. Go get your seafood fix. If I'm not mistaken, it's almost oyster season anyway. So go get it from them.
Bam. Perfect. So the golf tournament is going to be happening on November 9th. If you were in a group, how many people per team?
It's a four-man scramble. It'll be just a regular scramble like any other four-man tournament you'd play in. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can call us or email us or hit us up on social media on Stronghouse Foundation, or Instagram is @Stronghouse Foundation. hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, email, phone. I'm sure we'll have a chance to give that out at the end. But and I'll get you the registration forms. And the flyer is actually on our website, so you can check, or on our social media page, so you can check it out and get all the information there as well.
And now, is the sponsor sheet, did you say that's on Facebook as well, or is that something they could get from y'all?
You can get from me. I've got the, you can get the registration sheet, and I'm actually probably going to get it, the registration added to social media today. And you can get the basic memberships there, and then if you are inquiring about the silver or bronze membership that we have left, then you just contact us and I'll get you that information individually.
Excellent. Well, calling all businesses and local organizations that might want to jump out and help the Stronghouse Foundation pull off a successful fundraising event and continue to serve the youth of our area. I mean, with this two-pronged ministry approach, you guys are definitely making a difference in these kids' lives. And I'm really glad that y'all are here to do that. So we're going to take our next break. But when we come back, we will continue our conversation with the Stronghouse Foundation, recap about this golf tournament here, and talk about their kids a little bit. So stay with us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. It is 8:52 a.m., Friday, September 11th, and we're talking to the Stronghouse Foundation. If you're just tuning in, again, be sure to check out the full story by listening to the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. So we just spoke about their upcoming golf tournament. A quick recap, Trey, let's do a quick recap over that golf tournament. We want folks that may just be tuning in to not only have the opportunity to play in the tournament, but also sponsor the tournament. So give us a recap on that.
So yeah, November 9th at Sunset Hills Country Club, we're going to host a 4-man scramble. You can get in touch with us via social media, our phone number. Check out stronghousefoundationcorp.com. And you can get in touch with us that way. We're looking for hole sponsors, and we're also got a couple of tournament sponsors opportunities available. So silver and bronze, our silver sponsorship's $1,000, our bronze sponsorship's $500, your hole sponsors are $100, and then your teams are $450. We also have an individual option that's $125, and we'll team you up when you get there that day. So again, November 9th at Sunset Hills Country Club. Our deadline's going to be about 2 weeks before that, so get your teams in as quick as you can.
Excellent.
Sponsorships.
Well, this community has shown us time and time and time again that they are always willing to help support a good cause and make something great happen. And one of the many reasons we love this community, honestly. All right, so Suzanne and Matt, I wanted to ask you more about the kids. Tell us about the kids.
They're awesome. We had initially a focus on middle school students. We wanted to capture them in the middle school range before they got to high school. So now we're 2.5 years in, and we have a core group of children that started with us in middle school. And this summer they said, oh my gosh, Ms. Suzanne, what's gonna happen? I'm about to start to high school. I wanna still keep coming to the Stronghouse. And so we were like, okay, you can still come to the Stronghouse. So We pick those children up from the high school and then we go to the middle school. But we have they knew we were doing the radio.
I mean, you
got to
give them a shout out. I mean,
and they said, "Will you call us by name?"
You got to. I mean, of course, here we are talking to thousands of people out there in North
Georgia. It's all about them anyway.
Lay it on.
They are the focus. So shout out to Landrin, Shemiah, Jeremiah, Aiden, Jacob, Destiny, Madison, Diamond, Cameron, and Zach.
Shout out to these kids.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are what make the Strong House great. You know,
they are.
I mean,
they are the ones
that are they are the proof right there, the magic right there.
It's all about them.
She said Landrin, most everybody knows him by LJ. He was like our first child. Quickly. Yeah, and he'll correct you. My name's LJ.
You say Landrin, he'll be like, it's LJ.
It's LJ. But yeah, he was our first kid that we picked up, the first active kid of the Strong House, and he's been a blessing to us. We've learned through him a little bit more about life, you know, so it's a blessing for each side when we get to spend time with him. And that's the we have always an ask of, you know, volunteers and help, because the more help that we have, the more kids that we can, you know, keep a small. We want to keep, like Trey said, small group training is where that's what we specialize in, and it, either it be physical fitness, or it's gym activities, or working out, or the wrestling and coaching small groups. It's the ratio that me and Suzanne have with these kids now tends to be 1 to 6 kids, you know, so that's the average. So we're looking at growing kids. We're looking at, we need to grow our volunteers and our help too. So, I mean, that ask is always out there. If everybody can pray on, you know, and just see if God leads you. We're there with open arms. We'll help you, guide you the best we can to make these kids better too, so.
We always need volunteers and mentors.
Sure, no doubt. And you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, you may not have thought deep down inside that you had it in you to necessarily be a foster parent, but these are very much your kids.
Yes, sir.
I can tell that in your heart.
Yes,
so,
sometimes when we're at the Strong House with the children talking about our children, Matt and I children, they say, "Miss Suzanne, we're your kids too."
You know,
and they are. They are. Last night they decided to start calling me Mama Sue.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing right before coming on the radio. I love that. Now we only have about 2 minutes left. So I know that you wanted to thank some of the sponsors that make what you do possible.
Yes, we have a core group of a few companies and some individuals who are faithful every single month. They make commitments to continue to give to us on a monthly basis, and that's how we function, and we are very grateful for those people who make that sacrifice for us. There's another handful of people who are one-time donors. They come in a couple of times a year and make donations to us, and we appreciate those too. We always appreciate the prayers and words of encouragement, but we sincerely thank all of our sponsors and donors.
Excellent.
I want to thank our own children. They've been strength to us too, so they've helped out. They come in and as much as they can kind of help serve and be there to help as well. So I want to thank them as well. And I also want to thank Tony Armas for giving me the opportunity to help make this happen.
That's awesome. It's a lot of beauty there, a lot of love. Well, we're out of time, but I just want to say thank you so very much to the Strong House Foundation, not just for what you do, but for taking the time out of your guys' really busy schedule to come chat with us. So
thank you
for what you do, and
thank you for having us.
Hope you guys will come on again soon. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.